National film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
I forgot to call back.
He wants us to leave him alone, but even you don't trust you.
I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
He pretty much does it every day.
Yeah, you are correct.
Hi, Slim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm still sick, but I'm better than I was.
Well, that sucks. And it's just me and you were flying solo, or well, duo tonight.
No, I'll get that to in a second.
All right.
Hello and welcome to Off the Hook Radio 2.0 for April 24th.
2024.
It's Wednesday.
Hump day, yeah.
And it's 10 o'clock on Wednesday, so...
It's showtime.
Hey, Slim, did you know today is 4/24/24 backwards and forwards?
I didn't until you told me, and I'm not a numbers person, so I don't give two shits.
I don't give two shits either. I just wanted to say it before somebody in the shout box got a chance to.
There's a lot of people out there that they're into that numbers and numerology bullshit. I'm just not one of them.
They scare me, those people. No, I've been sick for the last week, and, you know, I'm tell you right now. My nose is sore than an intern's knees in the Clinton White House. You know, so if you see a little red around my nose, that isn't suntan because I haven't been out in the sun in like not 10 days. That's intern knee nose. But I'm happy that last Wednesday I was just starting to get sick, and this Wednesday I'm almost recovered. I had a fever Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but it's gone. So the show goes on.
Thank God.
But when you're miserable and you live alone, you got a lot of time to sit around in your ass and think between blowing your noses and stuff like that. And you think about what's important to you in your life. What matters? In my case, my son's always at the top of that list.
Okay.
And I thought I'd pay tribute to my son by starting with his earliest video that I could find.
Oh, boy.
I love titties. I love titties. I love titties. I love titties.
I taught the boy well.
You are a bad influence.
What's bad? What's wrong with that? You know that little emoji they got that's like this? You know?
Yeah.
That one? Yes. Every time I look at that one, it's like he's either grabbing ass shakes or titties. Either one of them I'm okay with. So
somebody wants to know where they can buy your shirt.
I don't know. I've had this one for a while. My people skills are just fine. It's my tolerance to idiots that needs work. I've had this for a long time. One of my earliest poker tournament wins down here in Tampa, almost 8 years ago, I was wearing this shirt. So
there you go.
It's old.
Look it up. I'm sure if you type it into...
If you type the saying in, you probably find it on Amazon.
Yeah.
You know, I looked at it very carefully before I put it on tonight because the one I was going to wear had those heat transfer things at the bottom. It was about the media. And I went and dried it after the last time I wore it, right side out. And the heat transfers stuck together and just ruined it.
Oh, that sucks.
So that's my dumbass fault. It wasn't that good a shirt anyway. I think that was the only time I ever wore it was once on the show. So I'll take that as a tax write-off. But anyway, back to my son, one of the best things we shared was baseball. You know, I love baseball. Brent loves baseball.
I like baseball.
My son was an excellent pitcher. He had a wicked curveball. But despite my prowess in coaching, I couldn't get him to really hit great. And this clip kind of reminded me of how it goes when you're slumping sometimes and how I felt this week.
That'd be my luck.
Line shot up the middle and you're out. How the hell's that happen?
That'd have been my luck.
I know. But, I mean, I was a good hitter and you know, it was a little frustrating, you know, that I couldn't get my son to hit better. But I also am not the one who taught him that curveball that broke friggin' 3.5 feet either. He learned that on his own. But I do miss being involved in the game, and I was inspired this week to get back to coaching by this reel, and you'll see why.
All right. Push the ball, come right in here like this, and you. Are you sure?
Yeah.
You think that's gonna help?
I feel less restricted.
It looks less restricting. We'll see. I don't know. Those things are liable to go anywhere. Yeah, that looked good. Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Are we going to extend the sessions? You want to be like a permanent client or?
Yeah, can I call tomorrow?
I'd rather just book it right now, feel me?
Do you want to extend the sessions? I think your session just got extended there, son.
He doesn't need any of that Roman shit. Cialis, Viagra.
No. And not only could I teach her hitting, but, you know, I could probably teach her some pitching.
Mm.
You know, get on that mound and. Yeah. Show her how to do the stretch.
Oof. Oh, don't do
it. I may be sick, but I'm still a perv.
You're bad.
I know. Thank you.
Notice how she tucked her arm in real close as she swung the bat.
Yeah, because that swing was terrible. It was obviously a planned video. It's probably the dude's wife or something. So,
you're sure it was found on Amazon?
Yeah. How much?
We'll get a comment there soon. So.
It's probably a lot cheaper than what I paid for it 8 years ago.
No problem.
But I wonder, you know, that coach there, I wonder if he'll ever run for office. If he does, it'll probably cost him $130,000 and a date with Fat Alvin in New York City. And we talked about Trumpy last week. Nothing new's happened. You know, it's just the same old bullshit until something exciting happens. I don't want to deal with it tonight. My head's still full of snot. And I explained it really well to you last week. If you missed last week's show, go back and watch the podcast. It's there forever.
Well, yeah,
417 podcast. I explained it. I explained more than you probably knew. I did my research. So this week I'm going to lay a little information on you, but it's on a different subject. All right. Slim, until tonight, have you ever heard of Operation Mockingbird?
I didn't know, but once I watched the video on pre-show, yes, because I understand the concept of what is going on.
That's how bad it is, people. This is actually hot coffee this week. Keep my voice going. Those that think that what we hear on local news isn't tainted, I want you to wise up. Because we're not really free. We're not. Yeah, I said that. We're in a constant state of manipulation. I think a lot of people watching that show realize that's true.
We are the Truman Show. Remember the Truman Show? We're living the Truman Show.
Yes. But it even extends to local media. Free thinking is discouraged. And the FISA reauthorization last week in Congress, the Surveillance Act, the information, whatever the fuck it's called, the one where they snoop on you without a warrant, it allows way too much intrusion on free thinking. Unless, of course, it's on behalf of a politically correct segment of acceptable victims. Then, you know, fine, say whatever you want. We won't snoop on you. You know, the transgendered Asian No, not Asian. They hate Asians now because Asians get in college and they're smart. You know, whatever. You get my point. But if it's on behalf of a politically correct segment of acceptable victims, you can say what you want. But we want to explain to you what Operation Mockingbird really looks like. And there's a few out there might have seen this before, but trust me, after this, if you haven't seen it, you're going to understand. Go ahead, Slim.
Pay close attention because it goes fast. You'll understand.
San Antonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities.
The El Paso, Las Cruces communities.
Eastern Iowa communities.
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But we are concerned about troubling and irresponsible one-sided news stories plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Did you see that guy near the end? That was Eddie Munster.
It did look like him.
He was all grown up. It was Eddie. You saw the widow's peak thing there?
It looked like him.
Who the hell's hair comes down their forehead, like right above their eyebrows? Eddie Munster. He's the only one. I mean, that was all the networks all over the country saying the exact same words. The fake news is telling you anything that they don't want you to hear is fake news. Mm-hmm. Stop falling for it, please.
But here's the problem. You know, I mentioned it to you on pre-show, and you agree that the biggest problem is that we have to fall for it, kind of, because 95, maybe more, percent of all of the media outlets, whether it be a newspaper, you know, TV, radio, are owned by approximately what, 6, 7, or 8, you know, companies. I don't know the exact number, but
it's like, not that many, and it's like a handful. And Sinclair, they don't count Sinclair because he's actually honest,
right? And it's like we're talking like 200,000 over 200,000 media companies, you know, between print, TV, and radio that are owned by 7 people. So the talking points are going to be the same.
It's like soda pop. You know, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and who's the other one? Can't remember the third one. There's a third one, but I mean, they own the whole market.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, these guys own the whole market. They tell you exactly what they want you to hear. Yep. The manipulators, that's what I call them, they don't want you thinking for themselves. I mean, yes, it's okay to be less than bright. I mean, if we're not that smart, I guess China gets to win faster and Joe will be happy. He probably gets paid more. But I want you to stop falling for this bullshit. But here's why people do fall for this bullshit. Dr. Phil's not considered media, right? He's a psychologist or something?
Yeah, he's probably got his degree from that Texas online school.
Yeah, and he was Oprah's buddy and stuff, but him and Oprah don't exactly see eye to eye on everything anymore.
No, we don't.
But Dr. Phil's got a TV show, and people still watch it, so he's got an outlet. He broke some news that, quite frankly, if you weren't watching Dr. Phil, I don't know where the hell you would have ever heard this, but apparently this is now acceptable in California. And the media likes this. This is the public school grading scale in the state of California. So it's not only Rio Linda now. It's the entire state. There's a Facebook post by a California parent When did this become the recommended grading standard? I guess my child doesn't have to work so hard to get an A. You see the percentages there. Basically, if you get a, now see, even there, they screw it up. They have 0 to 24, and then 24 to 44, 44 to 64, 64 to 84, 84 to 100. You can't have the same percentage on each grade. So even the people that do the grading scale in California are stupid.
You're right, actually.
It should be 25, 45, yeah. 65, 85.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
But they're more. But you only need an 84 to get an A in California, and a 44, 45 will get you a C. Now, when I went to high school, I went to a tough school when I was in academic stuff, and I took some advanced courses, had some college prep stuff in my junior and senior years. 93 was the minimum for an A.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Now, there were other school districts around me who had an A at 90 or 91, and we used to make fun of them. You're not as smart as we are.
Well, wait, now all you got to have is a 84.
Yeah, put that back up.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Failure on the 93 level was a 69. If you got 70, that was still a D, but 69, you failed. Well, you get a 69 here, that's a fucking B.
See, now with us, 65 was a D, 64 was an F. That was where our in New York State.
Well, 64, you still get a B in California, Slim.
Absolutely, sure do. But this, keep in mind, I mean, Dr. Phil broke this news.
Morons
here.
Get a B.
But Dr. Phil broke this news and gave us their grading scale. But remember, too, we mentioned it a year and a half or so ago, that California has thrown out failing anybody. So even though they still are showing that, you know, you can get a 0 to a 24 and get an F, you're not going to fail because they don't fail anybody in California.
I graduated. What was your average grade score?
I don't know.
3.9. Oh, good. 3.9 out of 4. That's right. No. 3.9.
Man. Well, you know, here's part of the reason why I think they got to dumb down America. And it's not, I don't want them to dumb down America, but part of the reason they're doing this is because they've got to keep moving these kids forward. Because if they don't, they're going to have, instead of having 150 kids in each grade.
Well, you have to have room for the illegals to come in and take the
chair. Yeah, that's the next part, too. You got to have room for all of them.
See, my brain might be full of snot, but it still works.
Oh, wait. Now, Carol, I'm going to put her comment up. Carol just said, whole new meeting to No Child Left Behind. And I'm glad you said that because, you know, Zip and I were talking about this pre-show. Yeah. In New York State, we have this policy, this No Child Left Behind policy. They may have actually rescinded it now, but I don't think they did. And it basically is, you know, they won't fail a kid. They will move the kid on and they will... Say the kid fails one class. They still move the kid on and they just make that kid take... the year before's class and the correct year's class at the same time. I mean, they don't fail anybody. I've seen that.
Yeah.
But they don't fail anybody.
Even when I went to school back during World War II, they still could do that.
Oh yeah. Fuck. I like my fuck your feelings hat too.
I saw that 1899 for my shirt. Now I guarantee you it was not 1899 when I bought it.
Yeah. But yeah, we have that No Child Left Behind, and that's going to become normal across America because we've got to push the kids through and get them out. Number one, like you said, for all the illegals that are coming through. And number two, we can't keep these kids in ninth grade for 6 years because they're stupid. You're going to have 23-year-olds in ninth grade playing sports.
Wearing wigs and dresses and spiking balls in girls' faces.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so, back when I went to school, spiking balls in girls' faces had a whole different meaning.
It sure did.
Yeah, it was a lot more wholesome.
Yeah. Now you can't even play dodgeball. Now we've dumbed down gym class to where they're not.
Oh yeah, I know. What the hell's with that? I mean, what's the point? What's the point of being a decent athlete with a great arm
if you can't smack?
If they don't have dodgeball, yeah. You were a pitcher. You probably killed it. And you're skinny. Had no target at all.
Dodgeball was my favorite gym class.
Of course, nobody could hit you. You're too damn skinny, and you could throw the ball 100 miles an hour.
It was fun. It was definitely fun. But they don't play that shit anymore because somebody might get hurt. Oh.
I was really good at that no look.
Oh yeah, you know it's coming.
I was good at the no look, man.
Listen, here's how bad they've done.
You wouldn't go on a date with me last Saturday night?
Take that, bitch. Ah, you ain't going to deal with anybody with a black eye.
Carol says they want kids to stay soft. And that's true, because here we go. I picked my daughter up today from school early to take her to a dentist appointment. And there was a bunch of kids walking down the sidewalk. So I, you know, said to Gracie, I said, is this gym class? And she said, well, hold on, let me get to the front so I can see who the teacher is. And we got up to the front of them, and it was the gym teacher. And she says, yeah, it's a gym teacher. I says, well, what are they doing for gym class? She says, just walking the sidewalk. I'm like, that's gym class? You guys are just, I mean, yes, granted, it was a beautiful day here, one of our first beautiful days, but how is just outside walking the sidewalk gym class? I mean,
you know what the worst gym class of my life was? When they made us learn the hustle.
Oh, we didn't have to do that. So, yeah, we didn't have to do line dancing or any of that dancing bullshit. Good, thank God.
The hustle? And, are you shitting me?
But, hey, at least can you still do it?
No,
you still know it? Oh, come on. I know it's deep down.
I could dance, but I wouldn't do that stupid dance. I could dance. I watched American Bandstand every Saturday morning. I could get my groove on. How do you think I got all the pretty girls when I was in junior high?
There you go.
I'd go out and I'd dance with them, man. They'd be like, what's he doing hitting on her? I don't know, but she's liking it. Yeah. Cause Zippy can boogie, baby.
Do the hustle.
Yeah, two back surgeries and eight knee surgeries later.
That's a great. It's such a great song, though. Do the hustle.
No, I hated it.
Oh, come on.
I just never was into any of that. Saturday Night Fever crap.
It's one of those songs on my playlist in the mornings for when I make donuts at work. All right.
Well, anyway, the media says you're not allowed to use common sense. They want that to be illegal now too.
Well, of course.
So we got a short story here about a company that I'm very familiar with in a business segment that I was very successful in. That's how I started my career. Again, this is not national news. Should be, but it's not. This only made the local news in Altoona, Pennsylvania, where the headquarters of the company, Sheetz, is based. Now, Sheetz is now a big company. They're all up and down. I don't know how far west they go. I know they're in Ohio, and so they might be further west than that. They're all the way down south of Florida. There's two Sheetz here in my town.
We don't have them here. They're as close as 45 minutes from me, but we don't have them here yet.
But this is a news segment. It's short, but this is my this week's sign of the apocalypse.
Okay.
Employment Opportunity Commission is suing Sheetz for racially discriminatory hiring practices. According to the lawsuit, Sheetz has maintained a longstanding practice of screening all job applicants for records of criminal conviction and then denying them employment based on those records. The EEOC says that Sheetz hiring practices disproportionately screened out Black, Native American, Alaska Native, and multiracial applicants, which violates provisions of Title VII.
No, Black, Native American, Asian, whatever, all that Pacific Islander. No, this is a Pennsylvania-based company. They just mean Black, but the federal government lumps them all together like it's everybody, okay? And they're apparently not asking if they have a criminal record. What they're doing is they're running their Social Security number and their name on their own, which costs them money to do.
Absolutely.
Okay? And not kidding, because you said they're not allowed to ask that anymore.
We're not.
Okay, back when I employed a lot of people, we were still allowed to ask that. But this is a convenience store business. You're handling cash all day long, okay? You said in the pre-show, what if the person has a conviction for as a sex offender?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you want a sex offender working night shift with three women in your employ? No. Do you want a sex offender waiting on 12-year-olds at the counter? I don't think so. You know, Sheetz is a very, very good company. They were a terrific competition. Them and Wawa. I ran 7-Elevens, and I had a lot of them. And I did that for a while. I was very young. I was in my 20s. But I was smart enough to know that Sheetz was good and Wawa was good. Mm-hmm. And when I left 7-Eleven, the first place I went for a job was Sheetz because they were good. They wanted me to move to Altoona, which, quite frankly, if you've ever been to Altoona, you'd understand why I was not overjoyed at that. But you know, nothing. I'm a Pennsylvania guy, okay? So shut up if you're from there. But Altoona's really boring.
It is.
The exciting part of Altoona is the highway where it just goes around the mountain like this. And they actually called the Double A baseball team the Altoona Curve. So original. They named it after him. I mean, it's just. But the point of the story is the Biden administration is suing Sheetz because they won't put criminals behind the counter willingly. So they're, you know, that's why this is this week's sign the apocalypse is on us. They are suing a very well-run American business that's been successful, doing things their way, because they won't hire Joe the child molester. Oh, no, he's the president. I mean, Larry, you know, whatever child molester name you want to throw in there. You shouldn't use Joe.
Yeah, don't
use Joe. It's disparaging to other child molesters.
Yeah, don't do
I don't care if you laughed. It made me laugh. So we ended discrimination based on sex, on race, on religion, on sexual preference. But now we have to, according to the Muppets that are running this show, accept two things. One, biology isn't real. And not hiring criminals is discrimination. This is internal destruction in progress. We're not going to make it, are we? Yeah. Background check. Yeah. Everybody runs a background check. But, you know.
But we can't ask you. That's see here. And this is state by state, like in New York State. I cannot on this piece of paper ask if you've been convicted of anything. I can't ask you if you smoke. I can't ask you if you have any. I can't ask you shit. All I can ask you for is your name, social security number, where you worked. Pretty much about it. Surprisingly, I can ask you for
social security. But if you want to spend the money, you can research and see if they have a criminal conviction.
Absolutely. Which we do.
Sheetz does this with everybody because in the long run, spending that money saves them a lot of money.
Absolutely.
I told you, it's a smart business. I would have worked for them. I've met with the owners of Sheetz a number of times. They are smart guys. I don't know how old they are now. They were older than me, so they might be retired. But
believe it or not, it's not as expensive as you think to run background checks if you subscribe to
a They're doing it on hundreds of people a week. Well, thousands of people a week.
But for us, for at work, it's $125 a year for a subscription to be able to run background checks.
Right. Well, I bet you it costs a lot more to run as many as they run. But
when you're doing a company on their size, even if it's $10,000, that $10,000 is going to save them $500,000.
My point is, I think this is internal destruction in progress. I mean, the Biden administration getting on them. You're not hiring enough criminals. That discriminates against blacks. Well, I'm sorry. I am sorry, but you know, black males are 6% of the population, and they're like 27%, I think, of the population in prison. The numbers are going to get a little skewed there. Okay, it's not Sheetz's fault, but let's sue Sheetz because you know.
But it's okay that New York State only gives cannabis licenses to people who have been convicted of a marijuana conviction.
Yeah, a marijuana offense, you can't get a cannabis license in New York. How much sense does that make, though?
At least right now. I mean, it'll change, but there you go. How does that?
Because you can pass school with a 25% grade now, I guess. historical things aren't going to make an impression on the youths of America. But hell, these anti-Semitic fools on college campuses don't even know history from 80 years ago. How can we expect them to learn this from 160 years back? Let's quote a man. At what point, then, is the approach of danger to be expected? I answer, if it ever reach us, it must spring up amongst us. It cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide. Abraham Lincoln, 1838. Okay? 1838, he had this shit figured out. It's 2024. It's over 200 years later. I said 160, guys, thinking back to when Lincoln died. It was over 200 years ago he said that. You think anybody in the Biden administration took history?
Not
in the Injustice Department.
Well, it goes back to something I posted on Parler this morning. And it was, hold on, I'm trying to, because I want to say it exactly correct. Oh, did they take it down on me? Maybe they took it down. But them bastards.
We're verified on Parler. How could they take anything down?
I don't know. It's not there. Oh, here it is. It doesn't need, I don't want it to get it correct. I don't want to make it. Oh, okay. It doesn't need to be rewritten. It needs to be reread. And it's a picture of the Constitution. And that's exactly what needs to happen in this world. We need to sit back down and we need to reread what our founding fathers put on paper. And we need to get back to this bullshit and not what's going on.
I am a constitutional conservative. That's why I'm not a Republican.
Mm-hmm. But exactly. And that makes a lot of sense.
But look, you know, we talked about how stupid California is and how stupid the government is. Just 60 years ago, kids were so much smarter at age 6 or 7 than these idiots that are running around on colleges with their skulls full of mush, pretending that they're Jew killer. They want to be Jew killers. I mean, show them how smart kids used to
be. Show them how smart kids are.
They used to be.
Here we go.
Story. When Jesus made the water into wine.
Yes, that was a miracle, wasn't it?
Yes.
And what does the story about Jesus making the water into wine teach us?
When you run out of wine, get on your knees and pray.
Little girl's a genius, is she not? Mm-hmm. I mean, she's 6 or 7 years old. She knows a little bit of her Bible. And when Art Linkletter asked her the question, her mind came up with a logical answer. Yeah, we know it is, you know, but she came up with a logical answer. Well, what's logical about yelling, you know, from the river to the sea? And these are the same people that call us Nazis because we're for Trump.
Well, you know, I have no problem with it, these people wanting to protest and say their chants to the river, to the sea, or whatever it is, if they understand what they're protesting. But like a guy on Fox News pointed out this morning, as they're all protesting behind him, he says these people don't even know what they're protesting for. He says they have no idea what they're even protesting. They're just there to protest, and that's the most disgusting part about it.
Or somebody's paying them.
George Soros.
Yeah, I mean, those $500, $600, $700 tents didn't just appear out of nowhere. The cops took them away. Next day, here's another $30 or $40, $700 tents. I mean, come on. Yeah. Elon Omar, one of the squads, you know, the one who married her brother. And she has a daughter that goes to Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And she got thrown out with the cops. And now she says, I'm poor and I'm on the street. I can't eat. You're going to a $90,000 a year school. Okay. Your mother's from Somalia. She's a congresswoman. She's pushing this crap. She's probably in cahoots with the people paying for the tents.
Of course. They're all in cahoots, dude. You know it.
Anyway, let's get to some funny shit before everybody gets upset. My joke of the week.
Oh boy, sometimes
which prepare should have been the little girl in the water into wine, because that was terrific. What happens when you run out of wine? Wine, you get on your knees and you pray for more wine. I love that. Anyway, my joke of the week is from Joe Maki. He's a comedian and one of the writers on Gutfeld. He guest hosted Monday night, and they were discussing the new $60 billion we're giving away to Ukraine to cover up the Biden slush fund from Ukraine, I guess. But we were told by giving more money to Ukraine can win. Joe said, but that's not true. Ukraine's getting pounded harder than the Kardashians after the NBA All-Star game.
Oh.
Yeah, I got a feeling Lachlan Murdoch's wife didn't like that one, but everybody else did. It brought the house down. I wanted to do something new this week. I've got a bunch of material. Some of it might have fit into This Week in Advertising. Some of it might have fit into This Week in Misogyny. Some of it wouldn't fit in either.
It's still funny.
I decided to create a new segment for you tonight. It's called This Week in Kinky.
You just call This Week in fucking everything.
This Week in Kinky.
Okay.
You're welcome, America. Let's start with a meme. I love Star Trek memes. I recently joined a nudist colony. The first few days were the hardest.
I bet they were.
Hey, it makes sense to me. With the Olympics coming up this summer, I'll keep you informed of the Olympics as they get closer. Yeah. But have you got a new favorite track athlete for the guys?
I do too.
There she is from the Czech Republic. Bendova.
Bendova.
I'm rooting for her.
What track sport does she do?
I don't know, but I hope the camera shoots from behind.
Ooh, me too. Bendova.
Oh. And of course, this topic gets far too little attention, but I think we did mention it a little bit tonight. But the meme does make a good point. The face you make when everyone who called you a racist turns out to be a pedophile. Put that back up.
Okay.
I hope he makes that face at the judge tomorrow.
It'd be quite funny.
Wouldn't it? We can go, oh, he's calling the judge a pedo.
Probably is.
If he makes it, if you see that face on TV tomorrow, folks, remember that one.
That's, yep.
Yeah. And it's too bad Rick's off tonight, though. We could use his help on this one.
Yeah, wait, hold on. Somebody asked why he's off. Why is he off? Because they've been wondering.
Uncle Tony is not going back to his rest of his family in New York until tomorrow.
I gotcha. All right. So Rick needed our help, or we need Rick's help for this
story we're told.
All right.
If Rick was here, we could ask him because we aren't sure if that's a booby or a hornet. And
man,
which would you pick, Slim?
Grapefruits. Look at them. Look at those things. They're like fucking. They're huge. I'm going with hornet.
You're going with hornet?
I'm going with hornet.
Yeah, because it doesn't look like a bee to me.
They look like grapes. Look at them things. Jesus Christ. What the fuck did that bee get into?
I don't know, but last time I saw that insect, it was learning how to swing a baseball bat.
Yeah, no shit.
Little callback there for you.
Oh.
Excuse me. I'm glad we have a reel coming up because I have to call.
Always helps.
For those of you who have ever watched any porn videos, the start of this might seem like an old tired premise. Trust me, watch this to the end. This pays off. This is really good.
Are you for rent again?
$800.
I just don't have a lot of money at the moment. Is there something else that I could give you instead?
No, I'd probably just like the money.
Could I interest you in one tit?
I'd really just appreciate the rent money.
There's so much surface area, you know, so many options. Money.
I don't really want that.
And I'm into everything. Holding hands, tongue in mouth, showering with my clothes off, watching each other go number two.
You know what? Let's just forget about it, okay?
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just Monopoly money.
Okay. Thanks. My turn.
I'm sorry. But I started watching that reel, and I had no idea what the payoff was going to be at the end. And that one just killed. That was great.
And by the way, the series that comes from is Property Sex. That would be the Bang Bros series. Oh,
if you've ever been on any porn site anywhere, you know, landlord stuff is
it's
a trillion of them. It's boring. That's why I said, if you've ever seen any porn videos, just hang on. This is not what you think. All right. Since I'm feeling a little better tomorrow, I gotta have to go out and get shot, go shopping. And I think I found my new favorite bakery. Guys are gonna agree with me on this one. Please don't grab your own balls. We'll grab them for you.
So what would happen if you walked up and just slapped them on the counter and said,
I don't know. If that signs at the Publix, though, I'll be going every day.
What is that, like right down the road?
Yeah, there's like three Publix within 4 miles, five miles from my house.
But what if this is behind the counter?
Oh! Shrinkage.
I just, you know.
We got shrinkage. Anyway, this next one here, I think that lack of education might apply here.
you like me.
Spent a week getting ready for that cockfight. And they ask where your damn hen is, or rooster, or whatever.
No comment.
We're not all blessed. You know, some of us have to practice.
Some of, well, this is true.
You
know, some of us don't.
Run, can you run that one again, or did you get rid of it already?
I canned it right away.
That poor guy's face. Who's? I've been practicing all week, damn it. Oh, well. Anyway. This kinky here, though, this is for Rick, and I hope he watches the show back tonight, because Rick asks us this question all the time. We thought we'd answer it for him here on the show.
I don't understand it.
What do you mean, sir?
Well, when I go to the doctor's office, I don't extract my own blood. The nurse does it.
I understand what you're saying, but this is a sperm bank. We don't work that way here.
Got to fill that cup on your own, Rick.
I don't care
what they're paying you.
I bet you if you Google, you can find one that will assist.
Nobody's going to want mine. I'm old and I got the first two jabs. I'm like,
well,
I really wish I hadn't, but I did. So I'm screwed.
Speaking of that, and I don't have it. Maybe I do have it still in front of me, because you brought up the jab. I do. This comes out of New Jersey. This is one of the family practices out of New Jersey that does the sports physicals for schools.
Right.
They sent out a letter to all student athletes that says the sports physicals this year, if you had your COVID vaccinations, they affect your risk, and you now will have to have an echocardiogram and extensive blood work to rule out any, you know, heart problems that you
I don't blame them. Be
having in order for us to sign off on you participating in sports.
Been too many kids just falling over the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And there's professional athletes falling all over.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Sorry.
Now, you people think, okay, that was a great segment, guys. You know, this week in Kinky. That was lots of laughs. We enjoyed it. No, we've got more.
We always have more.
This isn't high school. You're not getting off really easy. You got to work for it here. What does Cinderella do when she got to the ball?
So bad.
Thank you. And even found a business that was kind of kinky. Ace Hardware Store. Right. Need a good screw.
That's right.
Well, they are hardware.
Mm-hmm. So, you know,
where else are you going to get one, right? And we all love animals here on the show, right?
We do. I do. You do. I definitely do.
Look at them puppies.
They're beautiful.
I mean, just look at them. They're adorable.
Which one do you... One's a little higher than the other. Just a little.
Yeah, but so what? They're fantastic. And the dogs are cute, too.
Yeah, they are.
Just saying. Look at them! And, of course...
Come on.
Show me what you can do with your fingers. No, guys. No. That's just wrong. That's not the right thing. No.
Actually,
Generation Z might have to watch this show to learn this.
I think that's the Swifty way, too. I think that's the way you do it if you're a Swifty. There's a way to do it. I don't know. I'm not even going
to
try.
I'm sure Travis knows what to do. Or he wouldn't still be flying around in her private airplane.
Well, listen, if he doesn't know what he's doing, there'll be a song about it.
Travis is in the cockpit. Oh, my mother would be so ashamed.
Yes, she would.
All right, but kinky takes effort, and efforts can be rewarded. This man put out effort. Wife said she caught a baseball at the game. She tried anal. Look at that. That man's ready.
He fucking sure is. I'm surprised they bring one for the other hand, too.
Any ball in that entire section and the next one over, he's going to get.
Oh.
Hey, he improved his odds, you know?
He sure did.
He's improving his odds.
Nothing wrong with improving your odds.
I'm a gambler. I like to improve my odds, you know?
Can't win if you don't try.
Can't win if you don't try, baby. And as a reflection on the person who wrote and compiled this segment, yeah, that's me.
Boy, how do I? Yeah, there you go.
Him. Well, this segment certainly proves this. On a scale of 1 to 10, my maturity level. There you go.
I told you mine on pre-show, 420.
Yeah. Well, yeah, happy holidays.
Thanks. Yeah.
4 days ago. But see, I'm that maturity level every damn day. It doesn't matter. No,
this is true.
Okay. Without commitment and discipline, monogamy is unrealistic. I mean, just telling you, ladies, don't get upset at me. I'm just psychologists will tell you this. But this is a touching scene where dad has to explain divorce to his daughters. Okay, now get your tissues ready. We're going to roll this whole thing. Go ahead.
Getting divorced. Don't cry. I know you're upset. I know you're confused. I don't know what your mother told you, but let me explain it from my side in terms you can understand. You got your doll, right? You got your doll there.
Yeah.
You got your doll. You like your doll, right?
Yes.
You love your doll.
Yeah.
Yes. You love the doll. But what if I told you that was the only doll you were allowed to play with the rest of your life? How would you feel?
Sad.
You'd feel sad. Of course. Because there's a lot of other dolls on your shelves. And if you play with the other dolls, you can't have that doll anymore. Even though that doll doesn't really want to play with you at this point. You're both living a lie. There's other dolls you like. And they're making new dolls every year. You want a stewardess doll?
Yeah.
What about a slightly overweight cocktail waitress doll?
Yeah.
What about a doll who happens to be best friends with your main doll?
Yeah.
It could happen, right?
Yeah.
What about a doll you only play with one day and never see again?
Yeah.
What about a doll where your friend's playing with a doll and he needs you to, you know, kind of man up with the other doll? You don't even want to play with that doll, but you do it because your friend's playing with that doll. You don't want to sit there and leave the other doll unattended.
Yeah.
So that's why me and Mom are getting divorced. Monogamy isn't realistic.
Monogamy isn't realistic.
Again.
Monogamy isn't realistic.
Again.
We're so going to hell.
Yeah, that's all good.
So was that Harvey Keitel? Or just some guy who looked a lot like him?
I'm not sure if it was or it wasn't, to be honest.
I hope it's Harvey. I've got a t-shirt with Harvey Keitel's face on it from what's it called?
I couldn't tell you.
You know, the one with Samuel L. Jackson, John Travolta. They were the shooters. Harvey Keitel was the guy who had to come clean up the dead bodies.
Oh.
Pulp Fiction.
There okay, yeah. I would say I've seen that movie. Oh,
I got snot in my head. It takes me a minute to get by.
Yeah, but see, that's one of those movies I've only watched one time, and I don't even remember it.
Oh.
To be honest with you. Yeah, that's never was one of my big, yeah.
All right.
It's like some of the other ones Rick talk about it. I've never seen. So
all right, well, that's enough of that crap, Slim.
Okay,
so let's bring this whole show back to earth a little bit with our musical interlude that won't offend anybody,
hopefully.
Do you remember the very first time we got in bed? I was changing into red lingerie while playing some Marvin Gaye. Our hearts were racing, I could feel my legs already shaking. As I lay next to you, we were ready, but when you were only halfway in, I screamed, buddy, I want this shit so painful, buddy, I, that's the fucking wrong hole, buddy, I, I'm never doing this again.
Catchy upbeat song, I thought.
Absolutely.
If we weren't going to hell for the other one, we're going to hell now.
We're definitely, yeah.
We are incorrigible.
We're still on Facebook. I checked during that song to make sure that, you know.
All right. Stupid Criminal of the Week is kind of sick, but let me just explain this to you. We're going to show you a video in a second. But this one was so wild, it made some news shows. This woman brought a man in a wheelchair and was trying to get him to sign a paper where he would endorse a bunch of money over to her. And the people in the bank didn't think it looked right. They thought there was a problem there. The guy couldn't seem to sign very well. She was trying to guide his hand. And she told him, you know, if you don't feel well, I'll take you back to the hospital right after you sign this and everything else. We've got the clip. Get ready.
O senhor precisa assinar. Se o senhor não assinar, não tem como. Eu não posso assinar pelo senhor. O que eu posso fazer, eu faço. Tipo, igual o documento aqui, ó. Paulo Roberto Braga. O senhor segura. Poste pra caramba a cadeira aí. Ele não segurou, ele é porta.
Não vi.
Não, a gente também não.
Segura, tio. Assina para não me dar mais dor de cabeça. Fica no cartão, não sei o que. Fica aí, não vou mais.
Eu acho que ele não tá legal.
Sim.
É, ele não tá bem, não.
Tá assistindo alguma coisa, mas ele não diz nada.
Eu acho que ele não tá bem, não.
A senhora tá sozinha?
Sim.
É, ele não tá bem, não. Ó, a corzinha não tá ficando.
Mas ele é assim.
É.
Ô, Tio.
Não, ela não tá, não.
Se o senhor ficar bem, você leva pro hospital. O senhor quer culpa de novo?
I didn't realize it was that long.
Oh, sorry. I was doing something else.
I'm
wasn't
sorry.
Paying attention to you.
Oh, well, I guess as the audience has figured out.
He's dead.
That was Weekend at Bernie's bank version. You know, the bank figured it out since his eyes didn't open from the time he came in, even though she kept trying to manipulate his head to make it look like he was going. She was arrested. Apparently, he might have been a relative of hers. But, I mean, that's, you know, Weekend at Bernie's or any day in the Oval Office. Pretty much the same thing.
It pretty much is.
Yeah, that's a first on Stupid Criminal of the Week, that the stupid criminal wasn't the dead one. Oh, man. So my favorite story this week is on the walking corpse that we were just talking about. But he was talking about another corpse, not the guy in Brazil. We've got a clip. Slim, will you please show everybody?
Yep. And my uncle, they called him Ambrose Brozzi, they called him Bozzi. My uncle Bozzi was a hell of an athlete, they tell me when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. And he got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there were a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea. But one of the things that as I was doing that today, I was reminded of what my opponent said in Paris. Not too long ago. They asked him to go visit American grave sites. He said no, he wouldn't do it because they were all suckers and losers. Oh. I'm not making that up. The staff was with him acknowledged.
Yeah, you are making that up because the chief of staff that he fired is the one who supposedly leaked that to The Atlantic, the far left-wing magazine. But Democrats have been repeating that lie for, what, six or 7 years now? So, you know, it's going around. But no, he just couldn't leave well enough alone. Uncle Bozzi, well, according to the Pentagon's Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency, Bozzi died on May 14th, 1944, while a passenger, he wasn't flying the plane, on an Army Air Force plane that, for unknown reasons, was forced to ditch in the Pacific Ocean off the northern coast of New Guinea. It crashed in the ocean. Both engines failed at low altitude. The aircraft's nose hit the water hard. Three men failed to emerge from the sinking wreck and were lost in the crash.
So they were mermaid cannibals.
But he goes and he insults New Guinea. And the Prime Minister of Guinea put out a very nice Ujo statement. It was very politically correct, but it was fuck off, Joe. and the State Department just signed some agreement with New Guinea like a month ago Okay. So like, we're trying to have better relations with this country. And Joe comes out and accuses them of being a country full of cannibals. Well, yes. Okay. New Guinea probably did have cannibals way back in the day, but this, we're talking a long, long, long time ago.
We did too, probably.
Well, we still do. Jeff Dahmer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But he insulted the shit out of New Guinea. Did the media give him any crap for shitting on New Guinea?
No, they didn't say a word.
Who the State Department is working on future deals with and just signed a deal. But when Trump flew over Haiti and looked down, he said, "What's that?" They said, "It's Haiti." And he goes, "Oh, that place is a shithole." That's all we heard about for what? A week? Four days? He gets pounded on it. What's Haiti like?
A shithole.
Yeah, you got Barbecue or whatever his name is, and the other guy, and they threw out the prime minister, and they're shooting people and kidnapping people and raping people. It's like October 7th, you know, on each other all over the place down there. It's a shithole. Once again, Trump is right. Biden's wrong. The media tells you Trump's wrong, won't tell you Biden's wrong. We got to put up with this shit till November, people. I'm just telling you, get ready, okay?
We got to put up with this shit for 4 more years.
The truth doesn't matter to that guy. But since we are intrepid reporters here at Off the Hook Radio, we were able to reach a cannibal for comment. And apparently that's still true. according to Hunter's Hookers.
Love it.
But the story has taken off, and apparently the merchandising is now kicking in. This is important because, you know, we don't get enough money out of Ukraine anymore. We got to get some more money out of China. And I'm sure these are made in China. You got the Uncle Bozy doll. You got the cannibal doll. $29.99 at a store near you.
It doesn't come with a pot, though, to boil them in.
That's sold separately.
Oh, okay. You can. Okay.
It's coming. We only had room for two pictures up on the screen, man.
Come on.
You know, but I'm sure they were made in China. And of course there is more. Yep. You got to work this marketing thing from all angles. You know, 9 out of 10 camels prefer Uncle Bozy's barbecue seasoning. There it is. Him on the cover. Biden's get 20. The big guy gets 10% of everything.
Of course he does.
He made Uncle Bozy famous.
Yep.
It's a wonder he doesn't get residuals from Corn Pops. You know, because Corn Pops, nobody's eaten Corn Pops since the 70s. You know, but he got big again because Joe was talking about Corn Pop. It's a bad dude. Oh, anyway. But hey, on this Uncle Bozy story, another famous man eater got the last word. No, not that one. No. Not the one from the Clinton White House. Not the one that's in the vice president's office now. No. The most famous man-eater ever. Guy more than Uncle Bozy's. Like I'm served with a nice Chianti.
And some Bozy sauce.
Some fava beans. With that Bozy seasoning on. All right, so let's wrap up the news for tonight with my favorite thing, which is, of course, the corporate media Gestapo that we talked about at the beginning of the show. Literally, and I mean literally, I actually understand what the word literally means. I didn't get educated in California. This is a corporate media Gestapo shitting themselves. Here it is.
Erosion for Biden, and now you start to see it. Look at these numbers. Trump advantages on all of these traits.
And I stop here because competent and effective, that was President Biden's, the crux of his campaign pitch back in 2020.
And we actually polled this question in 2020, and it was basically the exact opposite. It was Biden with about a 10-point advantage over Trump. And again, same with handling a crisis. Biden had the edge over Trump. And how about this? It's the former president, the current president. We don't really see matchups like this. Well, now we can measure it. Who has the strong record as president? And again, Trump outpacing Biden on that front. And again, you got to mention this one too. Necessary mental and physical health. We asked this 4 years ago. It was a wash. It's now a clear liability for Joe Biden. So these are all troubling numbers for Biden.
All right. Now, you people all saw those numbers there because NBC's only showing that shit once. And that's not going back up again.
No.
But You guys see Trump's ahead 2%, 3%, you know, whatever in these national polls. He's running as a Republican. He used to be a Democrat. You know, the other really effective Republican president used to be a Democrat too, Ronald Reagan. Okay, apparently you learn enough to come just close enough to the center to be able to run the country effectively, which they'll never admit because he's got an R behind his name. But Trump is up 8 points. He's not up 2 points or 3 points. He's up 8 or 9 points. I mean, come on. Competency and effectiveness, 11. And the only reason Biden was ahead on that last one was because of COVID, and, you know, he got conned by Fauci. The only thing I hope Trump does this time is not be snowed by the assholes, because he was snowed by some of the assholes for a while. All right. TikTok's getting sold. Brent, you're going to give us an update on that?
Well, I don't think I don't think anything is going to happen. I think this is all political. I said to you earlier today on the phone, if this was really that much of a big deal and it was really that scary of a platform, they would have done just like they did with Parler, and they would have shut TikTok down yesterday. I mean, Parler, they wiped them from the app store immediately when they were, you know, inciting the riots on January 6th. Here, listen. The Biden HQ campaign account on TikTok has 306,000 followers. Here's a quote from their campaign official. A fragmented media environment requires us to show up and meet voters where they are, and that includes online. TikTok is one of the many places we're making sure our content is being seen by voters. So if the Biden administration is using TikTok. And here's the other thing. I find it interesting that, you know, the ban takes place after the November 5th election.
Well, you said he's got 300,000 followers.
300,000 followers. I mean,
he's going to take everyone. He's going to need every damn one he can get this time.
Pretty much. Yeah.
They're not going to be able to walk in with 3 million unfolded mail-in ballots.
Don't worry. If you're scared TikTok's going to go anywhere, you know, don't be too nervous. I think we're good to go. And if you are, Clapper, download Clapper. There you go.
Oh,
okay. I don't think there's anything to worry about. I think it's all posturing. I think it's just
I'm
all
not
political.
Worried because I'm not on TikTok. I never been on TikTok. I'm not going to be on TikTok. Although some of the memes you see came from TikTok, but I wait till they matriculate across the social media field.
Yes.
All right. Memes of the week, bro. What you got?
I got mine, but first, and unless you pay attention to baseball, you do, you won't get it. But Angel Hernandez missed call.
Oh, this is his phone.
Call. So
yeah, he's absolutely the worst umpire in baseball.
He is fucking terrible. I had a couple other ones, but
that's funny to anybody against baseball.
Yeah, if you don't watch baseball, you don't get it.
So. Tough. We just explained it. It's good. Yeah.
Here you go. I shouldn't have to explain it, but there's yours.
Don't.
Don't pause. So you were gonna,
that was more effective than him.
Yeah, but you were going to pause numerous times tonight, and you forgot.
I decided I'd save it for the grand finale there.
All right.
We have that clip, but everybody's seen him, you know, reading the word pause. He's just such a fucking tool.
He is. We got a show meme.
Show meme. Memes are always nasty.
Last minute show meme. Is it true, Pa? Our country is being run by a dementia patient, a whore, a bartender, and someone who married her brother. Yes.
Yes, Opie, it is.
It is sadly very true. Hold on. Before we do close out, we've got to do this for a couple of our faithful
Rick's
viewers.
Not here to see him win.
We had someone in the shout box that wanted the hamsters.
CM Hink always wants to see the damn hamsters, but we can't see CM Hink get hysterical. If we could watch CM Hink get hysterical instead of Rick, I would have been in favor of the hamsters much earlier in the show.
But he comes back. Well, that's why I wait till the end.
Okay. That's very nice of you.
All right.
So let's close tonight with something heartwarming. Okay. I have this great clip of Malcolm X to show why I've praised his intellect in past shows, and people were like, I know history. I wasn't educated in California, okay? But I'm going to hang on to that for a bit. So in honor of the missing animal lover, Rick C., who's also lazy because he's missing our show to hang out with his family.
He could have just brought his family on the show. That'd have been fucking awesome.
Yeah. They won't go on camera. You shitting me? Who knows what the hell they've been doing since they've been down here in Florida?
This is the family we're talking about, just so everyone knows.
Yeah, there might have been a lot of stops along Alligator Alley. You know, we don't know.
That's true.
We're not going to speculate. We're not even speculating.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we don't.
This is total slip of the tongue, Tony.
I'm so sorry.
Please forgive me. Please.
Fuck, my phone's ringing. We're in trouble now.
Anyway, in honor of the missing lazy animal lover, Rick C., we're going to close with lazy puppies. They're cute as hell. Just like Rick. So thank you for watching. Thank you, Brent. And good night.
Good night.